This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. And then the last thing for today, I just want to remind everyone, the Vision Board Challenge is live. So running the Vision Board Challenge right now, it is a four-part email series with videos where I explain why you should make a vision board, why they're important, and then how to actually make them this time of year, any time of year, no matter what. But this time of year is that time of year where people just want to kick off the year in a good way. It is now February. It's never too late to make a vision board. You should make it anytime you don't have one. Doesn't matter the day, month. Don't wait till I'm going to make one next month. I'll do it at the beginning of the quarter. No, if you don't have a vision board, you don't even know what a vision board is. If you've never heard of that, if you thought about it and never done it, go to jasoncutter.com. Scroll a little bit down. There is a link on there for signing up for the Vision Board Challenge. It's free. There's no call to action. It's just something I put together because I see this as a powerful tool. As silly as it might sound to some people, others fully know the value and how it's helped them. I have stories for myself and how it's been amazing and the things that have come to fruition that were on my vision board. So make sure you check that out, jasoncutter.com. Look for the vision board challenge link and you'll find it on there. So one final call to action I want to put out there is I recently launched a vision board challenge. It is a challenge in the sense that it's a four-part video email series to help people create vision boards. Now, I've talked about it in these training sessions before. I've talked about the value of it. I put some other content out there and the value of it. But if you're looking at this year, you're looking at 2022 and you want this to be different. You want it to be better. You want it to be greater in different ways. Again, not always just about making lots more money, but the reasons why you want to make more money and be successful in sales, and then what you want to do with that, and then why that's important with you, and then to create something that you can look at. I have mine right here. Something you can create and look at to remind you to keep going, because sales is not easy in many different ways. I won't get into it again, but it's not easy. It is a challenging game to play. You can be amazingly successful, but you have to stay focused. You have to pick yourself up when you fall down. So I created this vision board challenge for video email program. Go to jasoncutter.com. Scroll down a little bit. There's the vision board challenge. Sign up. It's free. You'll get those emails. I just want to help you create amazing results this year for you. I want you to be successful for you. It's not about anyone else. It's not about what other people are doing or making or what they have on their vision board. It's about what you have. So I talk about the reasons why the vision board is important, how to use it successfully, and then even how to create it, what you could put on there, how to put it together, and just walk you through those steps over four emails and videos over 4 days so you can build that vision board. Because I just know how much that makes a difference, especially for people who are unfamiliar with that. Maybe they're selling on their own. Maybe they're independent. Maybe they're working at a company that doesn't understand that and hasn't like walked them through that process. So that's why I wanted to put this together. Just put that out there. Because once you get that dialed in, you know where you're going, you know where you're headed, then everything else comes easy, right? Like if you want to take a road trip from California to New York, you know the destination, you know where you want to get to. What you can't control is the path. Right? You might have a flat tire. You're going to have to take some rest stops. You're going to have to sleep over some places. There might be detours. There might be traffic. You might get distracted by the world's largest ball of yarn, but you know where your destination is. And then that helps guide you and redirect you as you go along your journey. So you know where you want to go. Yes, it's the journey and not the destination. You have to have a destination you're pointed to. And that's what the vision board helps you, especially in sales, as things like distract you, turn you around, mess you up, knock you down. You got to keep going. So that's why I put that out there. Hopefully you will take advantage of that. Enter into that. Again, go to jasoncutter.com, scroll down, find the link for the vision board challenge. Just put in your information, get the emails. Now let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about things to help overall, right? And not specifically, but overall with these kind of mindset inhibitors, these things that could lead to a negative mindset and thus lead to mental health. Again, looking at it, mental health, big issue in the US specifically. I think there's a lot of comparison, a lot of standards people are holding them up to, not a lot of support and advice, not a lot of very good coping mechanisms. We are not taught at a young age. There's nothing in school about mental health or mindset or helping with positive coping mechanisms, right? It just becomes negative coping mechanisms. you know, generations are getting better and better, but you know, it's about, okay, how do you do that? You got to do that for yourself. So here are some things. And some of these I've talked about in the past, but here is a list that I put together that I think is a great, if you can do these, this is a great way to focus on the positive mindset, on the mindset you want for being successful in sales and potentially in life as well, and avoid and or recover from and or overcome any negative mindset issues. So the first one is a vision board. And I am still running my free vision board challenge. So if you want, you can go to jasoncutter.com. On there, there's a link for the vision board challenge. It's a 4-video email series about why to set up a vision board, how to set it up, how to put it together. A lot of people are familiar with it from the movie, The Secret, but I dive into why it works, why I think it's a valuable tool, especially in sales, not just a, hey, let's just put these pictures up on the wall because this will help, but where it fits into you helping you in sales, right? Not somebody else, not the carrot or the stick from your manager, but you helping you. So the first thing is that vision board and keeping your eye on it. And again, sign up for that. I also have an ebook. If you want the ebook and you want to read about, it's for managers for motivating their teams, but reading it for yourself and understanding it also, it's a great way to go. Plus I have a workbook. If you want that, email me jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and just put vision board in the email and I'll send you some links. I'll send you some files so that you can use those things as tools.